Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Author Tony Lodge in the building. Vice Captain of the ship, Ryan John, over here.
Future dad, Ryan Join. Ryan Join.
Ryan Join. And we are calling Athens.
What?
In Georgia, USA.
Oh. Fuck. The bait and switch. Are you a comedian?
No.
I could tell.
There's only one in this show, and it's not me.
That was really funny.
Hello,
is that Tori?
Hi, yes.
It's Tony and Ryan. How you doing?
Doing good. How are y'all?
Yeah, we're so good. What are you up to, Tori?
I'm decorating the mantle for Christmas.
Oh, how exciting. Have you got your tree up already?
It's up. It's not decorated yet. So I'm a little late. I'm a little late in the game.
No,
I'm going for like a winter wonderland foresty look.
Oh, that's nice. I'm a bit late in the game as well.
I was going to say Ryan's tree is half decorated at the moment.
Yeah, maybe.
Mine was done on December 1st, like an adult, but that's okay. We win some, you lose some.
Well, mine's bare right now. She's naked.
And Tori, will you approve the podcast?
Of course I'll approve the podcast.
Yay! Oh, my God. Luckily you said yes.
Hi, this is Tori from Georgia. I approve this podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, and
hello.
I think, Tony, you need to hire Cardi B's finance team.
Cardi B's finance team?
I know you have your own finance team, but...
I don't.
It's fact.
Well, it's not.
Have a listen to this, though.
Yeah.
Cardi B performed a private event, like it was like a work function for like a finance company or something. Oh. They're like, oh, yeah, we're having a pre-Christmas party.
Oh, and she did three songs at their Christmas party or
Can
something.
Can you come? It was a 35-minute set.
Okay, 35 minutes. All right. So what's that, like 10 songs?
Nah, because there'd be a bit of chat and a bit of how you going.
So maybe seven songs? Say
sure.
Seven songs,
yep.
A bit of chat. Yeah.
How much do you reckon she got paid for that?
Oh, Cardi B is like a huge star.
Absolutely.
But I don't know, 30 grand?
So you reckon a grand a minute almost.
Which is pretty good. And then I guess that they would like pay to fly her there and stuff.
$1 million. Yep.
$1 million for half an hour.
Yeah.
God, you'd do that once and retire, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you? Apparently Snoop Dogg's about 250, 300, and he'll often turn, like, and he does it pretty regularly. So, yep, you come and get an hour, I'll come and, like.
Chat to everyone, do selfies.
Yep, do a couple of numbers, bust out, everyone's like.
And it's
like,
250 grand.
Well, that's what his rate was, yeah. And he lives in LA, which is where all the tech companies are, so it's like, yep, Thursday
he
afternoon.
He just drives down in his fucking Rolls Royce and whatever.
Yep.
Shit. $1 million for half an hour.
Yeah. Now I'm sending you a picture of what she was wearing because this is where Audio Queen comes into it, which is what we're doing now.
Okay.
This is a custom-made outfit by Jean-Paul Gaultier, which is a nude jumpsuit complete with nipples and pubes.
Fuck, she's hot as fuck though, eh?
Yeah.
I love Cardi B. I remember when she was first kind of getting really, really big when she did that song with, was it Maroon 5?
Yeah.
Or something. Like she did, that was
Girls
her first.
Like You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like her first.
Crossover
kind
into the
of
mainstream.
Thing. Yeah. And I remember like her going on doing all the talk shows and stuff. And they're like, oh, so like, what were you doing before this? She's like, stripping.
Yeah.
And she was like, just doing, and everyone was like, oh my, like, should you say that? And I was like, she's fucking proud of it.
Yeah.
Then she's like, I loved stripping. It's how I paid for my boob job.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you got the accent down.
Oh.
Do you want to watch a little. We can pause the app and you can watch a little Cardi on YouTube if you want to get into character. Because I want you.
Oh, no, I got it.
you actually do.
Yep.
This is Cardi B explaining why she's worth $1 million for 35 minutes and explaining why she chose the outfit that she chose for the evening.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to stop you right there. No, that's not what she sounds like.
Ooh.
I just pause everyone.
Coronavirus!
Coronavirus!
What what a year, what a year, what everything you're having. I mean, there's so much to talk about. Congrats on everything, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. She hasn't said anything.
Cardi B.
So we'll keep getting deleted, and I think
getting it deleted. It was the party that I started to do with it. First of all, I don't need to tell you what I'm worth.
Okay, yeah.
That's the first thing.
Okay.
I don't need to tell you what I'm worth.
Okay.
And I wear this outfit.
Ooh.
That Jean-Paul Gaultier, he made for me.
Yeah.
Ooh. My baby culture, my other child whose name I don't know. Oh, they got the E, baby, okay?
That was a tough ask.
Did you
but,
like
yeah,
the...
No one else got to see the moves.
It, you can imagine
that
though.
Tony Cardi B Lodge was pulling off.
I do really like Cardi B.
Yeah, she's a legend.
Do you think she seems like someone who'd be fun to hang out with?
Absolutely.
You know how some celebs you kind of go, oh, they would be so fun, but I don't think they actually would be.
Like Emily Blunt?
I don't think that Emily Blunt seems very nice.
But Cardi B, okay, would you rather hang out and watch movies with Cardi B or do you reckon you'd like want to go out with Cardi B?
I feel like you want to go to Cardi B's house.
Yeah.
And say you're going to watch movies but end up, you know, what does she drink, fucking Hennessy and something?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of the realm of Cardi B you
yep.
want to be in.
Yep.
Drinking at home in your Skims pajamas or fucking, I don't know.
So the European Union, they've spent $500,000 on a metaverse party.
So like the Facebook thing?
Well, Facebook is going into metaverse things, but it's not exclusively metaverse. Oh. It just means digital. So it's like...
Hasn't there been a little bit of bad stuff that's happened in the metaverse, though?
And there's also been a lot of not stuff happening because no one uses it.
Yeah.
So basically it's like you can attend virtually
yep.
to go to this party that the European Union's put on because they want to engage with young people in their policies and apparently young people aren't getting involved. So they're like, well, let's have a metaverse party. These kids love that technology. Guess how many people, considering it was pushed hard and they spent $500,000 on creating it, how many people do you reckon rocked up?
100.
6.
Fuck, they should have just gotten 15 minutes Cardi B.
Yeah.
They spent $500,000. Yeah. Yeah. They could have gotten 15 minutes of Cardi B.
And she put some policy chat in there.
Yeah.
So what's one of her songs?
I like it like that, European Union. Yeah, say I like it like that.
Check out our policies on the website, important for economics.
I said I like it like that.
Yeah, that's what money well spent.
But Labour.
Here is the European Union's head of metaverse communications, which is from, I think, like Switzerland or Germany. And he's explaining what a metaverse party is.
Yeah. So we're having the metaverse party. And what it means is that everyone from the European Union, oh, that's going a bit French, the European Union, they can attend from wherever they are. And it will be free and COVID safe. And basically, the young people, they love to be spoken to in their language. So what up, y'all? Come to our metaverse party.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was very good. I can confirm that of the 6 people that turned up, 2 or 3 of them were journalists that cover the event.
Oh.
And that's how it got leaked because everyone, if one of the journalists didn't write the story about it, no one would have known.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, they would just lie and be like, oh, it was great a huge success. Great success.
Great success. Fuck, could you imagine?
What was it to promote, like, getting involved with politics and stuff? Well,
I think we can all agree that politics can be a bit dry, mm-hmm. and especially when they're like, we want to roll out this policy. That's why it's important that the fucking interest rates or what's happening economically, like, it can feel boring. So they're kind of like, how can we make this fun? How can we get the kids involved? And I mean, it just seems like an 80-year-old person went, what? Kids like the internet and shit? Yeah, do that.
Yeah. Do you remember probably about 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
there was that huge public competition in Australia to rename Vegemite?
It was awful.
So,
iSnack 2.0.
So there was like this massive...
Yeah.
fucking, like, it was huge and it went for months. And they Vegemite released like a cheesy Vegemite and it was delicious.
It was delicious. And the Which thing, is the real shame about all of this.
Yeah, because now it doesn't even exist anymore, I don't think. And obviously there was the classic like cheesy mite and whatever. Yep. And then literally it was like a 40-year-old guy with like three kids like submitted this name for it to be called iSnack 2.0 because obviously the iPod was big at the time and fucking Apple was taking over our brains.
And what do you do when there's a new version? It's now 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. But like you can just tell that, you know,
a lot of this energy about it.
Well, yeah, and that a CEO saw iSnack 2.0 and they went, I get that.
Yeah.
Call it that.
It's the future.
I get
the
it.
The future.
I get it though. So we're going to do that.
Oh, we have this cool thing, but like, I don't reckon the CEO, Jerry, will get it.
Yeah. So
do you know what he will get?
Yeah. He's talked about the metaverse online. So, you know, we'll do that. It reeks of that.
Yeah, it really does.
Like, no, I get it. Let's do that. And you just know that all of the young interns were like, this is not a good idea.
This fucking sucks. Not to get all business chat.
Oh.
Because I love the business chat. There's a lot of, you know, every day it's like, is this the last day of Twitter? Elon Musk, is he going to burn the place down? There's a bit of that chat. And so everyone's like, well, if Twitter burns down, where will be the new, like, you know, town square, so to speak?
Yeah.
And then someone said the other day, you know what no one has suggested? The metaverse that Zuckerberg has spent $100 billion creating.
$100 billion. Oh, good. That's a lot of Cardi B's.
Imagine spending $100 billion for the purpose of what they're talking about and not a single person goes, oh, why don't we all go over there? I mean, what a perfect opportunity.
Is the metaverse just like Habbo Hotel?
What's Habbo Hotel?
Did you ever play Habbo Hotel?
No.
So it was like, it was basically a chat room.
Yeah.
But you had your little avatar and you could like deck it out however you wanted.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, yeah, it is.
You would laugh really hard if you ever played Habbo Hotel, and I'm really hoping that people listening will really appreciate that, because Habbo Hotel, it was like, it was basically a chat room. So you didn't like know who you were talking to. So it was a bit skeevy at times. No, I met him on Facebook. It was all legit.
My above mistake.
Board. But like, and you had to buy furniture and stuff, but you could buy the Habbo credits with like phone credit.
Oh, right.
So like you could text in, it was like $2 for 400 credits or fucking something. So like all of a sudden I'd be like, well, Mum, I need more phone credit. And she'd be like, oh my God, you must have so many friends.
Yeah, Mum, very popular.
Yeah, I'm very popular online.
That's actually exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
And also, is it
Fortnite? Habbo Hotel was so much fun.
Like Fortnite or those kind of games where it's like live.
Yeah.
And you can pay to have like different clothing or skins or whatever.
Yeah.
That's sort of what it is.
Fuck, that sounds shit. I vote we all get on Habbo Hotel. The European Union should have pitched that.
Habbo Hotel. Let's get involved.
Yep.
Fine.
We should buy some shares in Habbo Hotel.
The title of this story is Rat Supremo. New York City, the mayor, he's looking to hire a certain kind of person to take care of the city's rodent problem. Apparently the rodents are just running wild in New York City.
Didn't you know that there's like 6 rats per person in New York City or something?
Wild shit. It's crazy, right?
That's a great fact.
It's a pretty good fact.
I don't think that that isn't the right number, but it's like horrendous.
Oh, so it wasn't a fact.
Okay. How many rats per person in New York?
How would they know? Did one guy go around and count them one day? You know?
One rat for every family of 4.
That's so significantly different.
A bit off. Pretty close though.
They're looking to hire someone. The new mayor's kind of gone, hey, name your price.
Yep.
We need someone just to take care of this.
We need a rat king.
Yeah. The ideal, have a listen to this job advert. Like it's a legit job they're hiring.
Yep.
The ideal candidate is...
Do it in the New York accent.
Hey, mate, this is not my area.
Okay.
The ideal candidate is highly motivated and somewhat bloodthirsty, determined to succeed and can improve operational efficiency, and loves to join in the wholesale slaughter of the rats.
That is horrific.
He's like, apparently... Mayor's gone by, have all like everyone's tried and no one's gotten, you know, to the bottom of this. So the new guy's like, it's fucking time to get this fucking done. So I feel like we're about to hear from an applicant. But I feel like he may be like related to Joe Dirt. Because think, like, we're talking like a rodent specialist, you know what I'm saying? And he's like a bad boy from the south. He does have a taste for blood, and he just really hates those rats.
Okay. Hi, I'm Bro Dirt, and I'm here to be your rat king. I love killing stuff, and I can help you out with those skeevy rats. I don't care if they say, hey, I'm ratting you. I don't care. I'll kill them. Dead. Sir, do you plan on shooting the rats? No, that was just for theatrics. I'll probably use poison.
It went from Bro Dirt to very I washed myself with a rag on a stick by the end
Yeah. I'm going to stand by it.
Yeah.
I'm standing by that.
That was perfect.
That is a horrifying ad, though.
It is.
Bloodthirsty.
It used the word bloodthirsty, wholesale slaughter. It did have a price range, like salary range.
Oh, yeah. What's the salary?
It's between. And, again, they've said, we need to get this done.
Yeah.
They're going to pay between $150,000 and $180,000 US dollars a year.
Well, my rate's actually $1 million per half an hour. Bit like Cardi B. Have you seen her?
Yeah, I've seen her. I've seen her.
Hi, this is Tori from Georgia, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. You can check it out anytime you like. The link is in our show notes. If you, for any champion tapper, including the five people I'm about to talk about, we will be doing a Christmas live stream on the 19th, Monday morning, Australia time. So it'll be like Sunday night. Sunday afternoon for Europe and America.
Yep.
We're going to take votes, though, in the Patreon for what people want to see, whether we do like Christmas craft, Christmas baking, decorating, or something like that.
I think after the not success of our Christmas in July cocktails, we almost need to like redeem ourselves. Remember that beer and whiskey mix?
No, that was for that was for football.
Oh. What was Christmas then?
Christmas, I made mulled wine.
That was good.
Yeah, they were good. The Christmas ones went well.
They were great.
Yeah, no, those ones.
Don't worry about me.
Those ones are really good. The beer one you're talking about is the one that we did for the Super Bowl or the AFL Grand Final.
Yeah, no, that was fucking crook ass.
That was crook ass. Yeah, we're not doing that again.
Yeah, okay, good.
No. So Christmas cocktails, Christmas baking, Christmas craft, anything like that, whatever you reckon we should do, please let us know on Patreon. That's on the 19th. So if you want to watch that, make sure you sign up before.
Yep.
Lisa M. Bray. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank
fucking
you, Lisa.
Love you. Lisa, I just said Lisa. Yeah. There's not two Lisas.
No, she gets two shout-outs. We love her so much.
Yeah. Lisa M. Bray. Lisa M. Bray. Lisa M. Bray. And also Lisa M. Bray. Thank you so much. Christian Troy Hoover. Good on you guys. Thank you so much.
Big Hoove.
And Leah Harris.
Thanks, Leah Harris. Is that, do we?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. I looked at the email address. It's the very same. So, Leah, you fucking loser.
Yeah.
She's a friend of ours.
She's a friend of ours. No, welcome aboard, Leah.
Welcome, Leah.
Does she get a personalised video?
Yes, she will,
We could do it in person. I think she's in the office today.
Yeah, so, you know, we could very easily do that for her.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I would actually say the amount of beers that I've drunk with Leah, I feel like is enough of a person.
No,
like she's already
she's signed up.
But she's seen me in some states.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So I
But you do have to say that.
Hopefully Leah joins us for the Christmas live stream.
Leah will also be able to read Tony's blog, which is from the desk of Tony Lodge.
It is. Dr. Tony Lodge. Dr. Tony Lodge.
Do you still put the disclaimer about the doctor every time?
I've just given up now on the disclaimer.
I'd hate for anyone to, you know, report you to the medical board.
Yeah, I think that the last one I signed off Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Oh, yeah, of course. I've got a little bit of feedback from the tarpers this week.
Now, I feel like whenever feedback rears its ugly head, it's bad for me.
It's actually not bad for you at all. It's actually, it's definitely bad for me. It's let me just get into the first one. I think you've actually seen this.
Is it lovely and wholesome?
Some of it. Would you like lovely and wholesome?
I know what I hope of the things is.
There's a bunch of feedback.
Okay.
And I can pick and choose.
You know what? I'll let you drive. Sorry.
No, but I can pick. If you want wholesome, let's do wholesome.
I just knew one that I hoped was.
Whisper it.
Daughter McDaughter Face. Is there feedback about Daughter McDaughter Face?
Oh, yeah. Okay, we can do that.
People were nice. Next.
People were very nice. Thank you for all of the beautiful messages that we received.
And people were also lovely about my story yesterday about the triplets as well. Thank you so much. Fuck, that did not land again.
So, Bridget wanted to pass on some feedback, which I actually thought was interesting.
Did she?
Yeah. She said, she was like, obviously, a bit overwhelmed. She's like, I can't believe how nice everyone and this is very lovely. And she did make this note and I was like, that's a really good point actually. A lot of people guessed it. And when we said we're pregnant, a lot of people said, oh, I've been hoping for this news or I thought that might have been the case, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And Bridget said, but not a single person ever like asked or guessed to us. Because when you're trying to get pregnant, could you imagine people DMing you being like, oh, are you pregnant?
Yeah.
And remember we've just heard about was it Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
And it turns out she was trying to get pregnant for decades and IVF and then the whole time people are writing, oh, she's pregnant in the newspapers.
She must be.
Yeah, and she's just there reading going, oh. And it's sort of one of those things like you kind of just got to give people their space and let them tell you when they're ready. And she was like, the fact that so many people guessed it and hoped for it and thought it might be true but still like didn't say anything.
We're respectful.
Bridge was like, it seems like a small thing, but for her it was like massive thing.
Yeah.
So she just wanted to say thank you for like everyone being really nice
really
but
nice.
Also respectful because obviously we've talked about, you know, it's been a while, you know, trying to get
they've
pregnant.
They've been trying, yeah.
I had to jizz into a cup and take it to the hospital in an Uber. There are a lot of comments about that, which was fantastic. So people have sort of known, you know, we're kicking along and Bridge was in hospital and stuff. So, you know, in hindsight, everyone's like, oh, of course she was. But thank you for being respectful. We appreciate
it. It's like, though, when family or what, like you see on, you hear horror stories about people being like, oh, you guys thinking about kids. No one is thinking about it more than the person you're asking.
Yeah.
When you say to someone, oh, you guys going to have kids? Like you think that you're letting them in on some huge secret. Yeah. They fucking know.
Oh, is that a thing we could do?
Yeah. Oh,
thanks for letting
kids,
me know.
Are we ready? Oh, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Auntie.
For the fucking heads up.
Yeah.
We'll do it then.
Yeah.
Actually, we'll go
great,
and fuck in the kitchen right now.
I hadn't actually considered that.
Yeah.
But now that you've mentioned it.
It's the same when, like, it's a totally different scale. But when people are like, oh, when are you and Torbs getting married?
Yeah.
I'm like, it doesn't affect any. We live together.
Yeah.
It's not as if we can't move in together until we're fucking married.
Like, you guys live together.
Yeah.
Hope God.
We're having premarital sex as well.
Oh!
Yeah. It's only in the asshole though, so it's okay. It doesn't count.
Well, that was one of the issues. Trying to get pregnant.
Yeah.
What are we doing wrong?
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
Wow.
That'll do it, or
could
it won't.
Have told me that 5 years ago. Jesus. That's the mother of my children we're joking about. So.
I didn't joke about it. I was joking about my asshole. Bridget's asshole's her own business. You brought Bridget's asshole into this.
Obviously joking.
So glad we covered the wholesome feedback. Next.
The wholesome stuff, yes.
Your asshole-some. Asshole-some. Sorry. Next.
That's the mother of my daughter.
Daughter McDaughter Face, you mean?
Tony, you were recently saying that your boyfriend Torbs has become a radar guy.
Oh, the BOM.
Yeah.
He's on the bomb, yeah.
The bomb website, Bureau of Meteorology.
Yeah. Sorry for in the media referring to him as the bomb.
Did you think many other people, because I was saying my cousin was a radar guy.
Yeah.
And we were sort of like, oh, geez, it's pretty niche, eh?
Yeah.
Have you seen what was shared into the group this week by Peter Hill?
No.
He sent us a link to this Facebook group. And it's called the Bureau of Meteorology Radar Fan Club.
Oh, my God. So I didn't see Peter Hill share it, but actually, hate to bring Bridget up again.
Yeah.
But Bridget was working on her fucking comedy this week because she messaged me and goes, here's a group for Torbs with a laughing emoji and sent me the link to that group. And she was suggested for her. And I was like,
suggested
what are you fucking looking at?
Suggested for her? Did you see how many people were in the group?
I didn't, no.
All right, so the Tony and Ryan Facebook group, and I love going in there. It's always so much fun. Yeah. And actually, speaking of the baby thing, I said don't spoil it. And that thread of people like not
amazing.
Spoiling it was so funny. So thank you for getting involved. Our group that I love dearly has, what are we up to, 37,000,
I think. Yeah. Which is fucked. In and of itself is just ridiculous.
Guess how many people are in the Bureau of Meteorology Radar fan club?
Oh, fuck, there'd be a few. Is it Australia only or is it just...
I don't know. I haven't been in. I've refused to go in there.
Is the Bureau of Meteorology only Australian?
Well, other places would have bureaus of meteorology, but it wouldn't be called that. Actually, it must be Australian because of,
It's a government website.
Okay, so just Australia.
100,000?
You reckon they've got more than us?
Surely.
322,000 members in the Bureau of Meteorology Radar Fan Club. It's almost 10 times the amount of our Facebook group that I was like, oh, fuck, look at us go. How much are we killing it?
Well, fucking join the group, guys.
We've got to get some more
radar.
We've
got to beat them.
We've got to get some more radar chat in the group because obviously you got to meet the people where they are.
We've got to cross over.
The Venn diagram.
I wonder if they've got a podcast. We could go on their podcast.
Oh, me guests. What if we create a group called Tarpers that are into radars?
Oh, well, Torbs will be in it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not a Tarper.
Shit. Damn it. But thank you, Peter, for sending that through.
That's hilarious. Good on you.
But something that has sent people into a spiral. Call the police. Not only did I hit a nerve, I have massacred and murdered a family of nerves.
You could apply for the Rat King job. Are you bloodthirsty?
I am bloodthirsty. Emma Reeve.
Hi, Emma.
No, don't say it. Don't be nice to
her. Oh, fuck you, Emma.
Oh, my God, Ryan. OMG, capital letters. That's aggressive language.
Oh, I'm a big capital letterer.
You are.
I'm a big OMG-er.
You are. Yeah, well, maybe you are, Emma. Drew Barrymore is not a boomer. She's Gen Z. She was born in February 1975.
Okay, well, she's not a Gen Z. Then she might be a millennial.
Sorry, Gen X.
Oh.
So.
Oh, my God.
Don't come at me again.
I was like, she's not 15.
She's not a boomer. She's Gen X, born February 1975. Seriously, this is Emma, everyone that isn't a millennial is not a boomer. I'm flapped. With 17 H's. Boomers are 46 to 64. Gen X, 65 to 80. This is the year they were born.
Yeah.
Millennials, 81 to 96. And Gen Z, 97 to 2012.
So what year was...
75. So she's 75. Right in the middle of Gen X.
All right. So she's missed being a boomer by 10 years.
Yeah. But
so only, in the grand scheme of things, only kind of just.
Well...
Oh, no, because they only last 20 years.
I think... So Emma goes... Everyone that isn't a millennial is not automatically a boomer. And I'm like, well, in my mind, they are. And in fact, trying to outline that is in itself boomer energy, if I've ever seen it.
Emma, what year were you born? That's
what
I want to know.
I can tell you. She goes, asterisk. She's asterisked herself.
Yeah.
I'm clearly a Gen X, and that's why I'm fucked off.
So I'll be honest here.
Yep.
I actually didn't know there was one between being a boomer and being a millennial.
Neither. And that's exactly what she's saying.
Yeah. So I understand why she's feeling like a bit triggered by that.
And even me when I sometimes, you know, I hit that thing on my phone where the light comes on the back and I do it by accident.
Yeah.
And every time I do that, Tony goes, all right, oh, boomer.
Yeah. And I only do that because I did it once in front of Bridget and she said that to me and I thought it was really cool. So
you are getting comedy from Bridget.
Yeah.
Bridget is, don't you fucking talk down about Bridget comedy. I know you love to rag on her.
When did I ever do that? I literally just said 2 minutes ago Bridget was working on her comedy the other day.
Is anyone in my household funny? See? Oh. That pause says everything he needs to say.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think funny is like a certain standard,
and
I don't know if any of you are hitting it,
That's what
honest.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not disputing the fact.
I wonder if Daughter McDaughterface will be funny. Oh, she'll grow up with me.
She'll be fine.
She'll be funny and she'll be so good at craft because I'm good at craft. I'm going to make so many school projects with Daughter McDaughterface.
Okay.
I'm so excited. I'm going to make Play-Doh.
Tony came in this morning and we had a big chat about, you know, if it's going to change about how we record the podcast and do stuff. And it has appeared that Tony has put more thought into and concern and terrified about
into
this child.
You being a parent.
Than I
then.
Have. Yeah. Bianca Townsend. Oh, my God. This also annoyed me so much. She's 47, for fuck's sake. Oof. Mackenzie Carter. I went searching for this thread just to say this exact comment.
About Drew Barrymore not being a boomer. You know what, Ryan? I think that you owe Emma, Bling and Bling Blong, the other people that come.
Christopher? It's Christopher. Wow.
Oh, my God.
No, it actually, it's spelt Chris off. Yeah, but it's Christopher. I have been meaning to join the group for ages, and this comment was the thing that made me join the group just so I could come in here and tell you you're fucking wrong.
That's obviously what the Radar group have done.
Yeah.
They've fucked so many people off that they've joined just to be angry about it.
I guarantee no rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wink. If you any comments, come join the group and let me know.
Okay.
Barbara Butler.
Do you need to... Oh, Barbara, she's
what
a boomer.
What the fuck? Drew Barrymore is not a boomer. She's Gen X, the best generation.
Okay, so she's not a boomer, only just.
Is getting in a Facebook group to correct someone the most boomer fucking thing you've ever heard in your life?
I'll be honest, though, and, you know, devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Is having a Facebook group quite boomer? Are we the boomers? No, I'm a millennial.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Like, are we trying to beat them at their own game?
All right. Some people.
Of course, they're better at arguing in a Facebook group than us.
Fuck you, so
it's right. Their natural habitat.
I can't believe I'm being proved wrong in a segment about me being wrong.
So last week, right, for my birthday, Torbs bought me a Cricut, which is like a crafty printer cutting thing. And I've joined all of these Cricut Facebook groups because I don't really know how to use it.
Yep.
And I was like, I'll be able to ask questions, whatever. Fucking light me up. They are hilarious in there. It is so, you know that group where it's like millennials pretending to be boomers and everything that you comment has to be like in character?
Yep.
It's like that, but real. It is fucking next level. It is so good.
Someone as a recommendation a year ago recommended the Facebook group saying we post like it's 2012 and I'm still in that group and it still comes up all the time and it's funny every time.
See, maybe we're the boomers. We like Facebook groups.
All right.
We're actually Gen X.
Gotcha. To actually give some... maybe evidence to your theory. People have said, oh, did you want to start a Discord? And we went, oh, technology. I don't know what that means. A few people have tried to get running a Reddit. I think there's a Reddit, but it's like.
It's a Reddit.
But we don't manage, like it's just in there.
It's
for people to tell Tony she's high maintenance. But we don't run it because we don't really know how to do that.
No.
That also sounds like a.
Yeah.
I
mean, and we did just suggest starting a Habbo hotel earlier. You know what? We're going to take a moment. We're going to take the day and think about this.
Audio Queen, when you take care of this later, insert press conference, please.
Yep.
Oh, they've arrived. Thanks, guys.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Hi, thank you for attending.
Everybody right
today.
To go?
Everyone right to go?
Oh, he's got the suit jacket on.
Everyone right to go? North Face. It's a Sunday. I, Ryan, vice captain of the TARP ship, who recently made the comment that Drew Barrymore may be a boomer.
That's not what you said. You didn't say she may be a boomer. You said she fucking is.
If she is not, you know how they never say, like, I'm sorry. They always say, like, if you're offended.
Yeah.
if you believe that Drew Barrymore is, in fact, not a boomer and you were offended by that, then I apologise.
I'm sorry for the way it made you feel. Not sorry for what you said. You're sorry for the way that it made people feel.
Emma Reeve?
Yep.
I'm sorry for what that made you feel. Bianca Townsend? I apologise for how you felt. Mackenzie Carter? Sorry for butchering your name. It's Mackenzie. And also sorry for that. Christopher? Sorry for lots of things, Christopher. But I'm Christopher you. Tony trying not to laugh, but that was fucking hilarious. Barbara Butler.
Babs,
Gen X is not the best generation, and you can actually get fucked.
Barbara, I love the Gen Xers, especially you, so thank you so much. You and Drew Barrymore, great friends. Were you also in E.T.? Nah, good on you. Thanks for letting us know that we made an error.
Yeah.
A grave error in judgment.
Please don't cancel us. Okay. How do we feel now?
I felt great because I didn't do anything wrong.
Let's finish with the You Love to See It.
Okay.
Let's bring us back up. You got a good one?
All right.
We need a good one.
I've got a tweet here that went a bit viral.
Yep.
And it's good, I think, marriage chat, which is quite sweet. This is from Parker Lawyer, and her username is Lady Lawyer. It's quite cute. My husband went to a lawyer luncheon thing, obviously also a lawyer, and the lawyer he sat beside turned out to be my ex-boyfriend from college.
Oh, my God. Is that awkward?
Well, they're all lawyers, so, I mean, you're not going to argue with them anyway, are you? You know? And they're Gen X. When they realised the connection, my ex-boyfriend told my husband, oh, she always had me laughing. Is she still funny? And my sweet husband said, not in the slightest. So that is very relatable to me because...
Not at all.
My boyfriend does not think I'm funny at all.
There's no one in this world that thinks you're less funny than your partner, Torbs, which in itself is the funniest thing ever.
So before when I said he's not a tarp-up, I wasn't being funny.
No, he's not.
Genuinely...
He's put off by it.
Yeah, he's like, God, I love you so much, except for the fact that you think you're funny.
Yeah, I've actually seen you try to do jokes around Torps, which, to be fair, I thought was pretty good gear.
Yeah, thank you.
But no.
Fucking jokes on him. These jokes pay our rent.
Yeah, fuck you.
Live outside, dickhead.
Do better, Torps.
Do you have something that you love to see today?
I am. I'm trying to send it to you.
Oh.
But it's me so far. I'll hang on 1 second.
Okay, I'm just seeing a picture of Cardi B.
Yeah, and I keep... going paste and I keep pasting more pictures of Cardi B. Why is it not me?
Fuck, this is real boomer energy, isn't it?
Don't you
wow.
dare.
Wow.
Fuck! I just go control paste. I'm going to have to just show it to you.
Wow. This is a real insight into working with Ryan, to be honest.
Last week we witnessed Volkswagen Italia.
Oh, Volkswagen Italia.
Yeah, and obviously when it's written one word on Instagram...
all you can see is the genitalia. No pun intended.
Tony, have a look at these Christmas mince pies.
Yeah. Are you sending me the photo?
I'm fucking trying to.
Can you just drag it across? All right. You've actually just heard me cut about 5 minutes out of the podcast because it was Ryan trying to figure out how to send me a message. What he's doing now is taking a photo of his laptop on my phone. Passing the phone back.
It's not even that funny anymore.
All right. Well, in my opinion, Iceland Foods needs to think more carefully about the font they use. Christmas minge pies. Oh, that's 100% a minge if ever I've seen one.
And you've seen some. So how many people needed to sign off on that?
But that's just not what a C looks like.
And you've seen some Cs.
I've seen some Cs. Because it should just be straight up and down on both, like the top and the bottom.
The C is definitely a G.
The like bottom part of the C where it curls back up goes back into itself like it would on a G string.
Enjoy those minge pies for Christmas, everyone.
God, yeah, I hope they sell them in Australia. thank you so much for listening. And we're really sorry that Ryan inappropriately called someone a boomer. Not okay. We spread love, not hate on
I'm a millennial and I've been called a boomer many times.
Yeah.
So I'm a part of...
Mate, I've just had to cut fucking 10 minutes of the podcast out because you couldn't send a text. Thank you so much for listening, though. Tomorrow,
taking a photo of a computer screen is...
That is boomer energy. Have you seen that tweet and it's like, my mum doesn't know what a screenshot is, so she photocopied her phone? Have you seen that tweet?
No, but that's not like, far off.
Yes, I know. Embarrassingly, tomorrow we're talking about out-of-office emails and how different generations feel about how you would sign off an email.
Let's change it. See you tomorrow. Meow, meow, meow.
Love you. Bye.